Test, test, 1, 2, and 2.
Hi, everyone. This is Carmine Danisco. We are broadcasting live from the Invention Connection at USF Marshall Student Center. We got some awesome inventions going on here. The judging is taking place. Pretty stressful. I can see everyone pitching their ideas. I have with me Samantha. She is a young inventor. I was looking at her idea before. Wanted to bring her on the show and get a little bit more information. Samantha, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's happening? How did it go with the judging? It looks like it's nerve-wracking.
I just keep saying my ideas over and over again to different people.
Yeah, but it's kind of good in a way. I mean, you got to practice. I don't even like the word pitching. You got to practice describing your idea, right?
Yeah.
Were you practicing before you got here what you were going to say?
Yeah, I was going to do it in the car, but then my notebook was in the back, so.
It's always something, right? So tell me a little bit about your idea.
So my invention is a bumper called Foamy Finger Guard. Okay. It is a safety bumper that adheres to a sliding glass door, so your fingers won't get broken if you accidentally trap them.
Wow. Now, I hate saying this, but has this happened?
Yes. I haven't broken my fingers.
Oh, man.
But I have had my fingers trapped.
Oh, man. That's a problem that you're solving.
Yeah.
It's a painful problem. And I could see that, you know, I could see that happening to a lot of people.
Yeah.
As you were mentioning, I'm like, I think that's happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
So this happened to you, obviously.
Yeah. It's happened to my three younger brothers.
Oh, so, okay. This is a recurring problem that you're solving. Okay. So now, when you first said, you know what, I'm going to solve this problem, what was the first step? What'd you do?
I went shopping. I went with my dad to Lowe's. We looked for springy, cushiony materials that we could use to fit on the sliding door. Good. So we found some rubber pipe insulation, some styrofoam, some duct tape, some Velcro, stuff like that.
So you just kind of gathered up a lot of things that you thought would help and work.
Yeah.
And how many iterations or how many times did you try making, a prototype before you got something that worked?
I did. My final prototype was the fourth version. I did a control first. I took an oak wooden dowel because it has a very similar density to a finger bone. And I pulled our sliding door back as hard as I could, and I slammed it on the oak dowel, not on my finger.
So, I was just about to say, do you have younger brothers or older brothers?
Three younger brothers.
So they'd be perfect to test it on, right? I know you wanted to.
It actually didn't occur to me.
Like a test dummy.
When I slammed the door on the oak dowel was fractured and dented.
Oh, wow.
So I think that would be a broken and bruised bone. You'd have to go to the hospital for that.
Oh,
no one wants to do that.
Yeah, no doubt. So that's good. So that was good that you didn't test it on your brothers. That was good. But going through only four iterations, that's pretty good. I mean, I know people that with ideas, even myself, I've gone through so many different tries and it didn't work and failure. Even the three, I mean, you didn't get discouraged.
Mm-hmm. My first test was just one single rubber pipe insulation bumper. And the dowel did not fracture.
Wow.
Which is good, but it was still really badly dented. So then I decided to make a double bumper. So I did two rubber pipe insulation bumpers, one on each side of the door. And that reduced the denting, but it was still there, slightly.
Okay.
So then I added a layer of styrofoam to the inside of each bumper.
Ah.
Which, when I tested it, there wasn't any fractures and there weren't any dents.
Wow.
Then my final bumper, I added a layer of duct tape underneath the styrofoam. And that made the bumper, I think it makes it more durable. So that's my final prototype.
Oh, okay. I mean, you were driven and you had an idea how this thing was going to work. And it only took you a few tries to get to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you used kind of products that were around the house all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's really great. Okay, so you're into a prototype stage now.
Yeah, I have my final prototype. It's about maybe a foot long, but the full bumper would cover the whole length of the door.
Okay, so now it goes on the side of the door,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't, obstruct anything when you're trying to close it. I saw your prototype. I mean, how does it work in that sense?
It works. It It keeps your because it's insulation, when it rubs up against each other, it keeps your AC in and it keeps the bugs out. The one problem with it is the door does not lock. So you could either, there's one of two options. You could take the bumpers off at night, or you could get one of those latches that has like a hook that goes into one of those circle, I don't know what they're called.
That's okay though. But I mean, it's a small price to pay for safety.
Mm-hmm.
And down the road, one of your next iterations or your next versions, I'm sure you'll be able to get to the point where the door can operate.
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, this is the first version.
You know?
So when you say final prototype, what is kind of the next step? What is your plan for the next step?
I would make like a full size bumper so I could test that. Maybe like one of the solutions to the door not locking would be to get a longer bar that could lock in. So it could go through the bumper into the door.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
And other than that, right now my prototype is a black bumper.
Yeah.
It doesn't look very appealing. So if I could like change the colors, if I could make it all sorts of different colors that could go with home decor, then it would look more appealing and people would want to buy it.
Yeah, so that would be a progression. Obviously, your next step is to make it look more attractive, make it look like, you know, something mm-hmm. that people would want to put on their door,
yeah.
which is okay, normal. The main thing is you have the prototype that works.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the biggest thing. And it was probably a great feeling when you're like, wait a minute, this thing works.
Yeah. I was like, it works. I'm done testing.
Very cool. It's really cool. I mean, I like what you're doing because you're not only creating a product and having fun doing it, but it's really about safety too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not that you're trying to help your brothers because you want it sometimes, but you're really helping a lot of people and you're proving that it works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's pretty cool. I think that's a great idea.
Thank you.
That your parents were involved. They took you to the store. You got some different products, some different parts. Now, is this something that down the road you think you might want to maybe take to market or?
Yeah, I might. I mean, if I could like contact a company, like a manufacturing company,
I
was thinking I could contact the company that makes the sliding doors, like show them that this is a safety hazard. You need my bumper to prevent this.
Yeah.
Like they could sell it as like an add-on, and then I could sell my bumper license to them for like, I could sell it to them and then like get 10% of whatever they make off of it.
Yeah, and it could be that optional, you know, you're getting new doors, here's an optional, this is for safety. Yeah, it's great, it's really exciting. It's a really cool idea, I love it. I like the progression of how you came up with it.
Thank you.
Obviously, you saw a problem, it happened to you. You know, so it's not like, you know, you came up with a problem that you never experienced.
Yeah.
So you know that this is needed, it's safety. And it's not going to just help you, it's going to help other people all around the world.
Uh-huh.
That's so cool.
Thank you.
Very cool. Well, Samantha, thank you for being on the show. I appreciate you telling us about your idea and how you came up with it. And I appreciate you not testing it out on your brothers. That's the main thing.
Thank you.
I'm sure you were tempted, but you did it. But I'd love to catch up at some point and see how you're doing, how you're progressing. That would be a lot of fun.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll give you my card or give you my contact information, and if you come up with any ideas, it'll be awesome.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for being on the show.